Now, an educational program encouraging young women to engage in STEM through STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and maths, is making waves across New South Wales. Steampunk Girls is a program run through the University of Technology Sydney where school students identify a problem in their community and they use STEAM to develop a solution. The program has been running for 9 months now and is currently running in 50 schools across New South Wales, which is no small task. Absolutely fantastic. And this morning, we're joined back in the studio by Steampunk Girls program coordinator. Her name is Taylor Siska. She's here to chat to us about how the program has been going so far and the responses that they've had. Now, you may remember we had Taylor in the studio not all that long ago. Welcome back. It's nice to have you back in here. Now, for anyone who didn't hear our original chat with you, give us a quick overview. What is Steampunk Girls? How does it work? What's the program all about?
Yeah, so as you were saying, it's a way to encourage young women to engage in STEM subjects by using STEAM, so by incorporating the arts in there and making it a bit more human society focused. And it's an educational program and it runs entirely in schools. So teachers come here, we talk a little bit about project-based learning, which is how the program runs, and design thinking and STEAM, and then they actually co-design with us a program that they bring back to their schools. They run it with their girls over a term or several terms, and then they can actually keep regenerating the program with different driving questions, different main projects. And so it's cool because every school can customize it, because every school is totally different, and the like 9 schools that we visited were completely different programs, different ways of doing it, different projects, different things, and that was really cool.
And that's what I loved about the project so much initially, is the freedom of creativity for teachers as well. Just kind of giving them the tools and sending them on their way. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Now, the program's been running for 9 months, and this week it released an evaluation report, which is the big kind of moment.
Oh, yeah.
What were some of the interesting findings that you guys had in the report?
So in the report, we were looking at how it affected both teachers and students. And it was really interesting because there are actually a lot of really significant findings for the teachers. It really built their confidence and capacity with like delivering project-based learning, which for some of them was a totally different way of teaching. And they just like completely took it on board and ran with it. And
oh,
it was
wow.
Amazing. And some schools actually used it as a way to start doing project-based learning and start using STEAM. Because a lot of schools still like to teach sort of STEM-y subjects kind of separately, which is how it's always been historically done. And schools are starting to do integrated STEM, especially in the lower years. And now we're sort of seeing this push towards STEAM, and a lot of schools are sort of using us to sort of help build that in, which has been amazing.
That's incredible. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate kind of compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. And like it just, yeah, it was really nice to see that level of sort of teacher empowerment, and everyone was like so excited, and we were all helping each other designing programs.
Yeah.
And they would leave and I'd be really sad that I didn't get to do the programs with the students. And I would just like stalk them periodically, like, how's it going, can you let me know?
Tell me everything in great detail.
I need to know. And then for the student impacts, one of the biggest things is that they really learned a lot about what STEM careers are, because you sort of hear like computer scientists and you imagine a person sitting in a dark room like
with
typing
an old
code.
Computer.
Yeah.
I always think of a really old boxy like Mac.
And that's like the only source of light. And it's like yes. Barely illuminating this like scowled face.
Yes. Yes.
But then by doing like the program and actually putting themselves in that profession's shoes, they're able to see how diverse they are and all the different things that they can do and all the ways they can use like creativity and actually help people and produce solutions.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And we actually had really substantial changes in them believing that they have what it takes to be an engineer.
Wow.
Before and after the program. And that sort of coincided with sort of losing the belief that there are barriers to women working in those fields, because we surveyed them before and after the program.
Mm.
So they had like a 17% increase in thinking that they could do it and a 36% decrease in thinking that women can't.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
amazing.
So beautiful. That makes my heart warm. That's really nice. It's so beautiful to see young women being encouraged in these fields. It's amazing.
And it's like a whole of person thing too. Like the teachers noticed that the girls became more confident, not just in their STEM abilities, but their academic abilities and more confident socially as well, because they're all working in groups and building off of each other. And like there was, I heard from one student who had never given, like who was so nervous speaking in front of people, and she tried not to give presentations. And she wrote in like in her survey that she actually stood up in front of the entire school and told them all about steampunk girls, and she never thought she'd be able to do that. But now she like learned that she is capable of anything.
Oh my word.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. See, now I wish I had a time machine, which I'm sure these girls could create because they're all amazing.
There's probably one working on it.
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. Go back in time and have this in schools when I was a kid. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. What were some of the projects that the kids came up with?
They're super diverse. So in one of our schools, they're actually building a connection between the high school and the local nursing home.
Oh.
And so the girls actually formed these beautiful relationships with some of the residents. And a couple of the residents actually came over for their presentation day.
So cute.
It was amazing.
I love old people. Oh my God, I love old people.
And they were just like chatting and playing games. And like they went every like Friday during their lunch period. And it was amazing. There was another school who built like a flexible learning classroom because they saw that they don't like the way that you're just like in desks and rows.
Yeah.
So actually did an immersive presentation where they made us sit in desks and rows and copy a paragraph off the board.
Oh, what a power trip for some like 15-year-olds.
They were super excited. The person who was playing the teacher got really into it.
Yeah.
And was like yelling at everyone, which was really fun because like the principal was there as well.
And the principal's like, which teacher are you emulating? Yeah. Oh my God.
But then they brought us to the room that they designed and actually built and like did little activities with us. And it was amazing. And then at the end, the principal was talking about actually putting money towards trialing one of these classrooms because it was so well researched and so convincing.
That's such a good principal too.
Oh yeah.
That's fabulous.
That was the support from the schools has been incredible.
Yeah. Well, this is 9 months of really, really hard work that has obviously showed incredible results.
Thank you. What's next?
It's a big question. It's a huge question.
It's a huge question, yeah. Well, the evaluation was really good, so it makes us think that this sort of new method of implementing the program is really sustainable. And so it's sort of just making sure that that's true. So sort of letting like the faculties at UTS play a big role and trying to just continue working with the teachers we have and continue recruiting new teachers. And the nice thing is once you've come to us once, you can do the program like forever and you can just keep changing it and keep developing it. And so it's nice that we only need one touch point with schools.
Yeah.
But then we still have a close relationship.
It's more feasible for schools too, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like it's hard to like bring them in or go out or do all of these things. So it's nice that they can really just run with it.
And most of their day is spent teaching children. They don't have time for that.
Absolutely not.
Wow. This is incredible. I can't wait to see where it goes. We're going to pop some links on the podcast if you want to find out more, whether you're someone who's just interested in it, if you're a school, if you're a teacher, whatever the cases. Taylor, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Steampunk Girls Program Coordinator Taylor Siska there. She's chatting to us about the program, which is running through UTS, as I said. Bunch of links on the podcast, including to their Twitter account, where you can find out heaps more, their Insta. It's all there. We're going to pop all the socials on there too.